I must free all the numberless hell beings from all the suffering causes and bring them to full enlightenment. I must free the numberless hungry gods from all the suffering causes and bring them in full enlightenment. I must free all the numberless animals from all the suffering causes and bring them in full enlightenment. I must free numberless human beings from all the suffering causes and bring them in full enlightenment. And I must free numberless asuras from all the suffering and causes and bring them in full enlightenment. I must free numberless intermediate beings from all the suffering causes and bring them in full enlightenment. Therefore, I must achieve enlightenment. Therefore, I'm going to, therefore, I need to actualize the step path of enlightenment. Therefore, I need to purify all the departments. Even now in the lower realm, hell realm, so being such as a cold or hot hells, even for a second, it's so unbearable, it's like suffering for eons. And can be so there, I can be there. Even this moment, I can be there. There, I can be there any time. Even this moment, I can be there. Because death is definite, and not only that is definite, but it can come in any day, any moment, even this moment. So, therefore, we must purify all the departments. Which is actions collected from beginning of rebirth up now, and brought with the martial vow, with the sabbatana vow, all those vices, and the heaviest obstacle, near karma, collected with the relationship with the virtuous friends. That has been done from such near karma collected from beginning my samsara rebirth, and up now. So must purify without delay even a second. Therefore, I'm going to prostration by reciting Tattva of this name. To free the numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and to cause them, to bring them in the full enlightenment. doing the visualization, having purified again, doing the visualization of purification again. from the mirror, feel strong beams emitted, what the one has visualized already during the prostration, or however, totally illuminated with oneself. all those departments and karmas collected from beginning of this birth up now are completely, totally purified. There's no slightest negative karma left on my mental continuum. In emptiness, there's no I, creator. in emptiness, which means the total absence of the true existence, the truly existent phenomena, devoid of all the the phenomena appearing from their own side, not expression, phenomena are appearing from their own side. As it is independent or existing by nature, so all these are totally non-existent, devoid. So in this very nature, emptiness. There is no I. The creator. At all. There is no action creating. There is no creation with karma. While everything are in the nature, totally non-existent from their own side. While the mind is aware in this state of emptiness, dedicate merits with this continual awareness of emptiness. The latest entry. Did all the past, present, future merits, past, merits, future merits, past, others, and having been merits collected by happening procession. And I achieve Guru Shatamana Buddha's enlightenment and lead all the sentient beings to that enlightenment by myself alone. Doing the practice in order to achieve full enlightenment. Sentient beings, then, but the compassion is an alarm to have stable life, all the holy wishes to succeed, as well as all the other wishes, friends, other holy beings. To have a stable life and their holy wishes to benefit of others and things like that. And nobody to experience no one may nobody experience nobody to experience war, pain and disease, torture, poverty, sicknesses, dances, fire, water, air, earth, and grace, so all the problems. All the undesirable things and feel the the whole world liberty, peace, perfect peace and happiness. Everyone filled with the loving, everyone's mind filled with the loving kindness of compassion. And success. Every from the center, works, projects to succeed, including the then Mr. Buddha, the 100,000 municipal statue temple and the place for Sangha, and 100,000 people. To liberate sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them in full enlightenment quickly. All the rest of the projects in the organization, particularly 550 media for the statue to be completed as quick as possible by receiving all needs. And then all the people who are dying now in the war, to be reborn in war realms, to be reborn in pure land, put away, they can become enlightened or separate from the body. So, this session, I'm going to do this session for this purpose, or dedicated to this, for all this. Okay. This is the beginning part. then comes the short refuge for this guy. I thought you think before the Mandala. No, I got confused. Please continue. This mudra, for example, Lama Chopa is the prostration path, prostration or which contains the extensive kindness, very deep kindness of the Guru, from Guru Pujarsi, prostration policy, so similar, yeah. So on, like this. Like that. this is the Dhammakaya, and then the Sambhogaya. When you turn without spreading the finger, this can cause to see the Buddha's quality, exemplification or holy signs, sexual signs, eighty holy exemplification, holy sign, I think so. There is web. There's a. web. What is called the thing? So one of the special signs, one of the special signs. So it takes cause of that, so you don't spread out fingers. The merit field, you see, however, the essence, the heart of the merit field is the good for the guru, in the root of the mind. So, the merit field is guiding you, out of Dhammakaya, and then out of Sambhogaya, out of Nimanakaya, guiding you, bringing you towards the enlightenment, you see. So this mudra has that. But I added that also, This is medical guiding you that way. Dharmakaya, Dharmakaya, Samatkaya, Namakaya. Then you see, you yourself also guide other sentiments that way. I thought that one can think also like that. After you become enlightened, then you can also guide the sentiments of Dharmakaya, Samatkaya, Namakaya. So this mudra has meaning with that. So you should first like that. Then you take it from there. Then you turn like this. So we show our music when we involve, you know.
Prostration to the Guru, by whose kindness the greatest bliss can be achieved in one single instant. To you, the Lama, I feel like I pay homage to the feet of the Vajra holder. The Savior having great compassion, omniscient founder, the field of merit and clarity like an ocean. To the Tathagata, I prostrate. By purity, free from attachment, by virtue, liberating from evil destiny, the only supreme ultimate truth, to that pacifying Dharma, I prostrate. Those who are liberated and chewing the liberating path, perfectly abiding in the training, to the Holy One of the field endowed with qualities, to the virtuous fervent, I also prostrate. To the One who keeps the attire of usefulness, perfectly adorned with the lamp of wisdom, dispelling darkness in the three universe, to Manjushri, I also prostrate. Superbly praised by all the Buddhas, having accumulated all the holy qualities, offered the holy name of compassionate eye, a prostrate the always merciful one. Great, powerful and ferocious one, virtuous king of the knowledge mantra, subduer of those difficult to tame, to the Vajra holder I prostrate. To those who made exceptional prayers in order to save all imperishing sentient beings in times when countless eons had passed, to the seven gone to bliss I prostrate. The fully realized destroyer of all defilement, fully completed Buddha, having fully realized the absolute truth of all phenomena, Buddha King of Glory, renowned with an excellent name, to you I prostrate and go for refuge, to you I make offerings. The fully realized destroyer of all defilements, fully completed Buddha, having fully realized the absolute truth of all phenomena, Buddha King of Glory, renowned with an excellent name.
Whatever prayer I do, to be actualized immediately, so that
not one more.
One more Buddha.
One more Buddha.
Whatever prayer I've done, my paper. So that was
After each Buddha.
Yes, it is like that. Yeah, that's right. That's right. After you repeat the seven times each one. After saying that whatever prayer you have done in the past year, may it be received to me in all sentiments. That whatever prayer I've done, may it be applied immediately.
Do we stop at the end of each one, or we go straight through the seven and do at the end?
The idea is to recite each name seven times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's the meta request.
Mm-hmm.
Then last name seven times, then meta request.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment you did up to the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? So the request, I think you're doing the after each seven one. I think you did. You just did, no?
The sessions before, we went through all the seven and stopped at the end. Now,
after all the Buddhas.
Yes.
Oh,
or should we stop at after each Buddha and make the request?
Yeah, after each Buddha. After the Buddha. After you finish repeating the name seven times, then the request.
Mm-hmm.
The next Buddha. Seven times, then request for that. So the request, so the first request, the prayer you have done in the past, may it be happened to me and all something, right this minute. And then whatever prayer I have done, may it be applied to me. just the now you reached the medicine Buddha. No?
The last one, yes. The fully realized.
I mentioned the transforming offering goddess is in your heart. You're serving the deity. you can do that, but also the offering that which is blessed as before now. So all the offerings, when you do Agabandhi, all the offerings can be offered. Again, not just only one set. Everything can be offered. also in your Ajahn house, normally, if you have many offerings in at your house set up, then you see when you do sadhana on Agabandhi Buddha each time when you do that. So you are reciting Agabandhi Buddha where spending time reciting Agabandhi Buddha. So you can think of all the offerings you have performed in the house, offer each time. so that's it doesn't have only just one time in the morning offered. So when you do sadhanas in the daily, every time when there's offering, you can remember all those offer. So every time, say, yeah. So actually perform the offerings are offered, besides the visualization. So it's a way to collect merit so easy and to quickly achieve enlightenment.
Om Sarvadada.
in the medicine of the puja, you see, you have with each Buddha, to each Buddha one practice, with each Buddha one practice seven limbs, so therefore, so here, if you do each one seven times, each limb, if you, recite seven times with the meditation, then, I think it's very, very, very powerful, very, very good. we do these seven in practice, very precisely, effectively. because this is one. one of the very important basic preliminary practice to it comes in three and essence in purifying the dharma, collecting merit and increasing the merit. purifying the Nidhikama and collecting extensive merit and increasing the merit. So the essence here, the three things. So by confession, you can understand there, and then offering prostration, you see, turning Dharma will, our question to turn Dharma will, our question to stabilize, so to collect merit, and then you see, increasing, what makes merit to increase is by rejoicing and by dedicating merit for enlightenment. The rejoicing part did in other sessions.
Jochula Machupa in the morning.
Oh, I see. Normally with short municipal practice, each one repeat seven times, the 7 minutes, so then you could collect a lot of marriage. This is very powerful. You can leave that also, because if you've done prostration in the beginning, actually, you know, you can leave that, or you see, and you can do the seven times. So in that case, you visualize your body, you see, in the form of deity. Numberless lake, like reach the mountain, like very long ridge of mountain that laid down, and you see, from the four directions, from corners towards the towards the altar, towards the holocaust, the marriage field. So from all the from four directions, corners we lay down. So while you're assigned the with the three doors, respectively, I was a prostrate. Seven times in meditation. You see, normally when you do tara for mental long tara practice, then it comes from many other practices. So you put palms together. That time, you see, physically you put palms together. Then, numbers your body laid down from all the directions. Like ridge of mountain, cover the whole ground to the middle field, so all times. So if you visualize, you know, if you visualize 100,000 bodies doing prostration, your bodies, you know, doing prostration, then you have done in that. If you have done in that minute, second, 100,000 prostration, you see, you get the same merit as your actual body, 100,000 times of your actual body have done prostration, it's same. You get the same amount of merit. So, as many as you can visualize. So that's the one, what makes the prostration. Is it most profitable to collect extensive merit? So that meditation is one basic skill. So physically you put palms together, then kusungkuvegunanchavalo seven times in mind. Same, and then who can't do the prostration actually physically that due to old age or sickness, whatever, then same. You actually, if you depend on how many body you can visualize, then you get all the merit exactly as your determined number of actual body have done prostration. So very important to understand that, to remember. It is mentioned in the Lambrum, the Lambrum teachings. You shouldn't think it's just visualization. I think if not more, not less merit. Okay. Put the palms together. Seven times.
Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind.
So it would be good. My suggestion is that the extensive offering to do at least once a day, you know, either with the Lama Chapa or whether with the one of the sessions, the extensive offering meditation that I think during Lama, did the first day Lama Chapa. So to do once, in one of the sessions, to do one time. Then here, also you exercise seven times, then all these offerings here, you can do the same, you know, all the offerings here, all the offerings here, at the house where I'm staying there. There are so many offerings there, all the epimde, you know, all those Santa Gomba, there are so many offerings. So you can say, of all those, have at least all the offerings here, in the Ashish temple, there's all the lights out there. You offer, you recite it seven times, you offer, you know. So we do that. Guru, he's on the Dalama.
I present clouds of every type of offering.
In the heart, as I usually mention at the beginning of prostration, or the Vajrasattva, you know, how I explained, when you practice regretfulness, you know, or that power. So, in the mind, you can all the ten virtues of late karmas, which they broke Patimosava, Buddhistava, Tantava, you know, the heavy late karma, cracked with the relationship, the virtues, and, you know, all the, you know, from beginning to the birth, you know. remember that, then? Say, I'm confessing. They come down for her.
I declare all my...
You can repeat the word, or you don't have to repeat the word, just individually do the individually just count, let's say, maybe say five times or ten times, and that's it. So what you can do is like this: with one session, rejoice your own merit, you know, teeth and that. Then the next session, rejoice of, you see, five or ten times, whatever, 15 times, or 21 times, whatever. Merits of the sentient beings, and particularly the Bodhisattvas, you know, who collect merit in every second, limitless merit in every second, especially. and Buddha's meditation. So next session, rejoice the merit. And then the other session, and rejoice your merit. The next session, rejoice. So five times or ten, you know, feeling happiness. So the five times or ten times or 21 times, whatever it is. So maybe it doesn't need to repeat the, you know, the word. Just individual to individually, you know, practice. So just keep some space there and individually just practice. Maybe it's easier. So we do, yeah. Numberless merit from beginning of this birth. First thing that is, without merit, there's neither temporal, neither ultimate happiness, nor even the temporal happiness, not the slightest pleasure, happiness, I can experience without merit. First, you think that. So that you can see the merit, how the merit is precious, you get the feeling of that, you know, how precious it is. Because of course you like happiness. Of course you like happiness, you don't want the suffering. So because of that reason, then you see, you have to have the merit. So then, for the success, then you see the merit is important. You know. And then you say, I collect the numberless merit from beginning to birth up to now. How so precious it is. You know, how so precious it is. How wonderful it is that I collect. You know. And the present merit, how precious that I collect. How wonderful it is. And the merit which will collect in the future, how precious it is. You know, how wonderful it is. So, feeling happiness in the heart. Then, I've collected so much merit in the past, present, and future. So precious, wonderful. I've collected merit in the past, present, future, you know, numbers of merit, but how precious, you know, wonderful. So, once you start with that, then you just keep on saying, how wonderful it is. In your mind, you think of the past, all the numbers of past, merit, present, future, how precious. Once you begin with that, then, you know, feeling of precious, of the precious, then, how wonderful is it, how wonderful is it, how wonderful is it, how wonderful is it, how wonderful. So you should make your mind happy, you know, just happy. So each time when you, how wonderful is it, feeling happy, then your merit from beginning to birth get increased, multiplied. You know? So skies of merit you collect each time. just like, you know, you put $1 in the stock market, you know. You put, say, $100 in the bank or stock market or some, you see. Then you get billions from that. You know? Each time, how wonderful is that? How wonderful is it? So you're getting billions of, you see, and, you know, dollars, you know, so it's more than that. It's more than that. So that, then, I just say, other sentient beings, especially Bodhisattvas, because they have to see so much merit in the three times past, so how wonderful it is. Then may I be able to collect all those, may I be able to collect all those, what each living being collected, may I be able to collect for the benefit, may I be able to collect that much, you see, to benefit every sentient being. So you end up like that. And that is mentioned in the, I think, Gulambimu or Lama Chukurupuja commentary, one of those commentaries. So at the end, you do that, you know. So, since then Buddha suffers, each one collects so much merit, each being there. So, may I able to collect that much merit for the benefit of each single one? So at the end, you can do, mainly rejoice your own merit, then at the end it's just one time rejoice others. Can do it for that. So just each session, you know, stop there and just, you know, see, 1 minute or something, 2 minutes, whatever, just something, and stop there. Then, you know, so individual practice. the extensive offering, climb Mount Everest, you will get $1 billion. You know, or what they say. I don't know what else. If you do this, something, you know, something risky, you know, if you do this, you will get $1 billion. Very happy to that, you know. So happy to that, you know. But then to do the extensive extensive offering, the meditation, that you find more difficult to do this than climb, you know, with all the risk of life, you know, climbing Mount Everest, or maybe that's not a suitable example, but I think there may be other things, you know, you can get $1 million from that, you know, something. Then, you know, even the cost life danger, we have to be able, there may be some examples I can't think of now. So anyway, but then you do meditation, extensive offering, you know, it's so kind of boring and tiring, and even by hearing extensive offering, you get tired. You know, just by hearing, you get tired. You know, you get tired, you get pain in the back, and just by hearing the name, extensive. So I don't think that's fortunate being. But $1 billion or zillion, you can sacrifice your life. You know. So anyway, here, you know, so easy you can. Here we have all this, you know, unbelievable opportunity, you know, every minute, in such a short time, the unbelievable opportunity, what you can do, you know, merit you can collect, numberless cause of enlightenment, you can collect, you see, you know, to say, cause of the realizations, numberless cause of enlightenment, numberless cause to achieve cessation from samsara, you see. So, the same numberless cause of merit, of the realization of the path of enlightenment. So, see, similar example that in the London, you came in the land of jewels where you can collect so many jewels, how much you want you can collect, and then you go back, return back empty handed, say like that. The similar, that one's example is mentioned to the, you know, you're born a human being, you have all the opportunity but didn't practice, then die, you see, then go, you know, as a, with empty life. So, you see, so, so here we have all incredible this opportunity, then, you see. So, you see, the, you know, then don't get, do not take the opportunity to, you know, don't get practice. So then, like that, then, so, then going, see, we die, then, see, going with the, to the next life, the empty, empty life, like that. okay. So, then if we so visualize, the, the throne, golden throne in the hand, then offer to the magic field, guru. So with this, visualization, we recite seven times. Can you recite?
Please remain until the end of cyclic existence.
To visualize Brahma, because when Buddha was requested, you know, say teachings to turn Dharma will the first Brahma say. The the by offering the Dharma Chakra requested to turn Dharma will, so it there's mentioned to visualize the Brahman, then offer the Dharma, you know, they should offer Dharma Chakra to the request to that Dharma will, also mentioned also like that. How you about it? Hold the Dharma Chakra, you know, visual. well, you can do like this. If you have the top of the mandala, you know, the Dharma Chakra, if you have that, you can hold that. And then, you see, when you do the seven limb to turn Dharma will, if you have that mandala top of the Dharma Chakra, you can do that. You can use for that, also for that. Yeah, how you might visualize? Now we do a seven time.
And turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. And turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. And turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. And turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. And turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. And turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. And turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings.
So, both requests and then they accept. I should know.